From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Londoners held a vigil in Trafalgar Square on Thursday to remember the victims of the attack on Westminster. London Mayor Sadiq Khan told those gathered that people in his city will never be cowed by terrorism.
We come together as Londoners tonight to remember those who have lost their lives and all those affected by the horrific attack yesterday, but also to send a clear message. Londoners will never be cowed by terrorism.
Home Secretary Amber Rudd and Deputy Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Craig Mackey also attended and lighted candles in memory of those killed and injured. On Wednesday, a knife-wielding attacker identified as 52-year-old Khalid Massoud in an SUV mowed down pedestrians, killing two people on Westminster Bridge before reaching Parliament's grounds and fatally stabbing a police officer. The attacker was then shot dead by police. A Frenchman of North African origin has been arrested in Antwerp, Belgium, after he allegedly drove his car at high speed toward a crowd in the city's main shopping district. The car sped away in the Belgian port, leaving no one injured, but prosecutors said police later arrested a man suspected of being the driver. A police spokesman said patrolling soldiers had tried to stop the car, but it went through a red light and drove off. The vehicle later came to a halt near Antwerp's waterfront. The Belgian federal prosecutor's office said knives and other weapons were found in the car. This is VOA News. The House of Representatives has apparently delayed a vote originally scheduled for Thursday night on the American Health Care Act, President Trump's initiative to overturn the current health care plan known as Obamacare. Republican members of the House met with the president Thursday afternoon, but several networks quote GOP leaders as saying there will be no vote. The House had hoped to vote Thursday on the controversial measure, but has lacked the votes for passage. Speaking at the White House during a meeting with representatives of the trucking industry, President Trump still held out hope for the bill.
Today, the House is voting to repeal and replace the disaster known as Obamacare. We'll see what happens. It's going to be a very close vote. After we repeal and replace Obamacare, and by the way, it's close not because Obamacare is good, it's close for politics. They know it's no good. Everybody knows it's no good. It's only politics because we have a great bill. And I think we have a very good chance, but it's only politics.
Conservatives opposed the bill because it did not cut entitlements enough. Moderate members of the House opposed it because it might strip millions of Americans of their health insurance. Former Russian lawmaker Denis Voronikov was shot dead in Kiev Thursday in a likely contract killing ordered by Russia. Ukrainian police said Voronikov fled to Ukraine last year, fearing for his safety, and testified in a treason case against Ukraine's pro-Russia former president Viktor Yanukovych. Police said Voronikov was standing outside a hotel in central Kiev when the assailant shot and killed him. Voronikov's bodyguard was also wounded but returned fire and hit the gunman. Ukraine's general prosecutor, Yuri Lutsenko, said Voronikov's testimony in the Yanukovych case likely led to his death. Police in Israel say they have arrested a 19-year-old Jewish Israeli man suspected of calling in a string of bomb threats to Jewish community centers in the United States. A police spokesman, Mickey Rosenfeld, said the suspect is the guy who was behind the JCC threats, referring to the dozens of bomb threats called into Jewish centers in recent weeks. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the arrest followed a large-scale investigation spanning multiple continents and cooperation between international law enforcement agencies. Rosenfeld did not provide a motive for the suspect's alleged bomb threats. A down day on Wall Street shortly before the close, with all three major indices lower. European and Asian markets finished Thursday higher. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.